Okay, so I loaded up DocuScan here, and DocuScan's a little bit different from Kurzweil and Openbook in the sense that instead of having a menu bar across the top of the screen, you basically have a dialog box where you could tab through. So I'll give you some ideas how this works.
DocuScan plus.
Okay, so here in DocuScan.
Install DocuScan plus on this computer button.
Right now I'm running it from the internet, so if we wanted to install it permanently on this computer, that'd be the button.
My account button.
My account, once you have your account, you could do all sorts of things like add voices, set it up for online storage and things like that.
Help button.
Help.
Scan a document button.
Scan a document button. That's basically what you'd be doing if we had a scanner right now. I could actually show you how that works. That also works through a camera. And then...
Read a document on this computer button.
Read a document on a computer. That loads up any document on a computer and whatever file types that it could do, which are usual assortment.
Manage documents button.
It's interesting. When you buy this DocuScan, get a license for it, it gives you the ability to do in the cloud storage. So you could scan something on one device, upload it to your cloud account in DocuScan, and then load up DocuScan someplace else, and then have it available. So
download from Bookshare button.
Bookshare. You could also, it connects to Bookshare. If you want to download a Bookshare book, and you can open it like that.
Preferences button.
Preferences, you can change all your little settings and stuff like that. Let's see, I think we have a PDF on this computer.
Download, manage documents, but read a document on this computer, but...
Let's see if we can get it to open it.
Open, file name, edit, items view, list, name, split button. Items view, list, music, pictures, documents, type, TS-440 used.
Okay, this is just like a user manual for like a radio, so we'll actually hit enter on that.
PDF document, 130 HF transceiver, TS-440s, instruction manual, Trio Kenwood Corporation, minted in Japan, B50-8049-00M, 87654321861211109876543. Thank you for purchasing the new TS-4.
Okay, all the usual reading commands work.
87654, thank you, carefully before placing your transceiver in service. This unit has been carefully engineered at 12% to rigid quality standard and should give you satisfactory and depend for many years.
Now, I actually happen to know that this document, it was an inaccessible PDF. It was an image-based PDF. And you can see, I could always start reading from the top while it's going on doing its OCR.
23%.
23%, yeah. This is a pretty big document as well.
25% note of equipment damage or personal injury. Caution, equipment damage may occur, but not per dash.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go through the whole OCR because I want to show you some of the options once you OCR stuff.
How much space does iCloud?
32%.
I don't think they limit the space you could do it. I've never seen them actually specify a limit.
This is a document that JAWS would not read for you?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Adobe would not read.
Well,
JAWS, you can use their OCR. The
convenient OCR?
Yeah.
You could do a convenient OCR, but it wouldn't give you the whole document. I mean, it'd only give you the viewable area. And you couldn't, copy and paste out of that as well. So we'll just go through this real quick, and I'll show you some of the options once you save.
Personal injury. 1. This instruction manual covers the TS-440s and TS-440s.
Yeah, okay. So that's the text field. It's OCR.
Switch to extended processing button.
Extended processing button, when we talked a little bit about it being in the off on the internet, the reason for that is that you actually now have a choice between actually downloading a small OCR engine and the online OCR. I like to do the online default one because it does a better job.
Heading level 1, 2 billion 1.
And it preserves the headings, so let's do its stuff. It's actually a pretty big document. It's probably close to 100 pages here. It's a PDF document, and it's an image-based PDF. So we got the little pretty little music. That means it did the whole document. And this document's huge, but...
Edit button,
obviously it has a built-in text editor, you could edit the results.
Save button,
Save. So I want to show you some of the features for saving.
Save document, name of document, editable text, length.
I'm just gonna try to
jump. J-U-N-K, save button.
Okay.
Save to this computer, save button.
If you did save button, it would save it to your cloud.
Save to this computer button.
Save to this computer, so was it locally.
Cancel button.
Cancel, obviously.
Name of document.
So I want
to
show you,
this computer button.
Save to this computer.
Save as type, drop-down list, RTF document.
So you could do rich text.
List open. Braille document.
Braille. That's BOF, by the way.
HTML document.
HTML.
Plain text document.
Plain text.
Plain text document.
Okay, so those are the choices for saving documents.
List closed. Toolbar. Hide full. Save button. Alt. Cancel button. Save button.
We're just
Alt plus
save in front of it.
DocuScan plus. The document has been saved to this computer. Okay, but... Junk, save to this computer, button, edit button, add to document button, Alt plus a, set password, button, Alt plus P.
So you can add to the document, you can set passwords on it.
Rename, button,
Rename.
Alt, delete button.
Delete.
make MP3 file button.
You can make an MP3 out of it, and that will use whatever synthesizers you have available.
Make Daisy Book button.
If you have it set, have headings, and you have it formatted properly, you could make it as a Daisy Book.
Send to Kindle button, Alt plus K.
Send to Kindle, I've never actually tried that, but supposedly you could actually save it as whatever the Kindle format is and put it in Kindle Reader.
Email button, Alt plus E.
Yeah. Email, obviously, that's pretty obvious.
Go to bookmark button, Alt plus G.
And put bookmarks.
Add bookmark button, Alt plus B.
Add bookmarks, put them in there.
Backslash, backslash.
And that's about it for DocuScan.
So, do you know if any of these other ones you can actually export to BRR files?
I know OpenBook could do it, I'm pretty sure.
I'm
pretty sure CurseOne could do it as well, yeah.
How good a job does it do with tables?
I wish I had a document with tables on it to show you, because it actually does a fairly good job of preserving tables, yeah. Yes, there is. If you go to www.docuscanplus.com, you'll have to run the software from there. It walks you through. It says run, and you do run. And then so one of the choices has is like start free trial. And then you just, I think it's either 7 days or 14 days you get for a trial.
Enough time to test it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's reasonable. I think what I bought it was $400 and may even be on sale for $300 now.
Yeah. So it's about a third of the price of either OpenBook or current K1000.
You can download this to multiple computers and it stays there, or does it unload the previous computer?
No, it doesn't unload the previous computer.
The one good thing about DocuScan Plus is that it works on the Mac.
With the same license.
Yeah.
If you have two, back of the PC, you don't need two licenses. You can use the same license. It does work at HoverCam, yeah. I've tried to do it at HoverCam, yeah.
What is the HoverCam? It's a semi-portable camera system that you can plug into your computer and use with certain OCS softwares. And you basically, you slide it up and flip it out of position, and instead of using a flatbed scanner, you're taking pictures of your documents.
One of the things that's interesting about, if you get the what they call the HoverCam T5V, and V is for visually impaired, it's a special version. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. It comes with a mat. It's like a rubberized mat, and you put the camera down on the mat. And what's cool about it is that it's got raised lines that help you align the document, and you just put the document right in between the lines.